Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Casey with CL Creative. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Julie.
So, Casey is one of our newer chamber members, and you do like website design, all kinds of cool stuff. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's in your repertoire?
Yeah. So, I'm the founder of CL Creative, and that's what I run. And we're an agency that does web design, web development. We also do some branding and then copywriting for people, as well as we do a lot of search engine optimization. So think about ranking on Google. You know, everybody wants their business to be found. It's great to develop a website. Mm-hmm. It needs to be, you know, really nice. It needs to be branded towards your business and really tell your business's story. But you got to get found.
Yeah. If you're 10 pages down the search and everybody stops after page one or two.
That's right. Yeah. People say if you're on page two, like in the search results, I mean, you're just basically dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be at least on page one.
Yeah. And if you're number one and at the top, it's even better.
If you're number one and at the top, you're going to get the majority of the calls because most people are not going to want to scroll down the page.
Yeah. We're lazy.
Yes, people are super lazy, and they would rather do another search than just kind of go down through some of the results, even though like some of those businesses down there are really good and they really, you know, could probably serve the needs of the person, maybe even better than the person who's at the top.
Yeah.
But you've got to do the work in order to get there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And so you started doing this back. I talked to you about this a little while back. You said like after COVID, I guess you transitioned into doing this. You like working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more. Tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. So after COVID, I transitioned into web design and development.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pastor for that.
Yeah.
Or before that. So I pastored for 10 years in two different churches.
Yeah.
As a senior pastor of those churches. And I did a ton of like web design and development for the church.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah. Like every church needs, well, as in my experience, like a lot of churches need help when it comes to, you know, their social media or their online presence.
Yeah.
And getting found in Google, right?
Like,
so that people will know that their church actually exists and
right.
come and know what their church is all about. And so I really started doing that with the churches that I was at, and I managed that, I'd say probably like 20% of my time each week I spent with either, you know, doing a podcast or updating the website or redoing different things and trying to keep everything updated.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, I really enjoy doing that. I enjoyed doing that for the churches that I was at.
Yeah.
But then I also enjoy getting together with different business owners. Prior to being a pastor, I worked in corporate America, you know, for like 4 years. I was a recruiter and I did sales as well. So here in Dallas, I worked with a lot of like Fortune 500 companies, helping them find different talent. And then I did some management and stuff for the company that I was at. And so I really love sitting down with business owners and helping them think through their business and how they can position their business in the market to be able to reach their ideal customer. And I love helping people. You know, I think that comes from my pastoral background, just being able to sit down and listen to people. And, you know, it's a little bit different than ministry doing web design and development, but sometimes there's a little bit of the same aspect to it.
Right. So that's great. You take all the different things that you've used in your past and you put it all together and it's led you to do this. Now we were talking right before this and you were saying that you also like and you enjoy doing photography.
Yes. Yeah. So I've done photography a little bit longer than I've done web design and development. I've probably done photography for like 8 years and I've done a lot of family photography. But then, you know, I would say like probably the last 3 to 4 years, I've done a lot more headshot photography, portraits
for businesses.
Yeah. So I work with a number of different businesses and I'll go in and maybe take pictures of their whole team.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just like, you know, one or two people who need some professional shots or, different businesses who, you know, they want to be able to put like, maybe they redid their office space, and they're trying to attract people to come and rent from them. Or I've worked with realtors in the past to take pictures of homes that they're going to be showing. So I do kind of that commercial side of the photography when it comes to taking pictures of people's businesses and just them like kind of doing business and things mm-hmm. like that, or their team doing business so that they can put that on their website.
Yeah.
So as I design and develop websites for people locally, oftentimes I'll take pictures of their team or I'll go take pictures of their team in action.
That's kind of convenient.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I did that for a printer recently. It's like this huge warehouse and they have all these print and they do like commercial printing. And so I went in and redid all the headshots for their team, and then I took pictures of their whole print facility.
Oh, cool.
And then their whole team, like in action, doing different things. And then we used a lot of those pictures for their website.
Yeah, and then you already, then you know the copywriting, and you know, so you work on the content. That's pretty convenient for those people working with you.
Yeah, for sure. It makes it really easy because then they only got to hire one person, right?
Right.
And that's one of the things that I try to sell my agency on is that you can just come work for us. We'll do all the copywriting for you. We'll do all the design if you're local, or maybe if you want to fly me somewhere, I'll come and take the pictures for you, and all of that stuff. And then after the fact, I can really help you get found on Google so that you're all the time and all the effort and all the money and things like that that were spent designing and developing the website is actually going to benefit your business.
That's pretty cool. And you had told me before, like if someone, I told you someone had come into the chamber and they were kind of weary of people, you know, giving up their website and trusting someone to come in and do that. And you were saying that you, one of the things that you offer is that you offer, what was it?
Yeah, I do like a free website audit for people.
Like an audit. That's what the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can even go to my website and sign up for that. But I do a free audit where I'll look at your website. And the way that I do it is I actually film like a screen recording, and myself at the same time. I use, this platform called Loom. But anyways, I film a screen recording of that. And then I just kind of look through your site and talk through all the different things that I think that you're doing well. And then all of the things that you could do to improve and what some of those improvements would be. And I offer that, free to any business that wants that. And, if you don't want to hire me after that, then that's completely fine. You can go and make those, adjustments yourself. But if you saw some value out of that and you think, man, maybe this is my guy, then
Looking out for me.
That's right. Yeah. And so then I'd love to, work with them to redesign or fix some of the things that could be fixed on the website to really help them improve.
So they can go to your website and sign up for that.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. What's your website?
My website is clcreative.co. And it's a little bit different. It's not .com. I have to tell people that. It's .co, C-O.
So what is the difference between a .co and a .com?
Well, .com is kind of just been the standard, like .com, .org, even .net has been around for a really long time. But a lot of people .com. But what's happening is there's so many people have websites.
Yeah.
It's cool. And so they've had to open up all these other different
names. It's like area codes, It's back in the day. I remember when everybody had the same, everyone I knew had the same area code. And then when they introduced a new area code to us, it's like, wait, what are we going to do with this?
All right.
We needed more because there's more people.
That's right. Yeah. So
that's cool.
That's kind of what's happening. So now you can get, you can get all kind of stuff, like if you're a doctor, you could get like .doctor or .office or .whatever, right?
And you can help people find that out too.
Yes.
You can help them come up. You probably do that, right? You help them come up with cool names for their websites or cool domain names or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. So if somebody doesn't have a domain name yet, like they're just brand new, fresh, then I can help, people sit down and think through, okay, what is the best domain? And really, the shorter the better, because if you get people, sometimes people come like, well, I just need to capture my whole business.
Waxahachiechamber.com.
That's right. Yeah. It could get really long. It'd be waxahachiechamberofcommerce.com.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Sure. People might remember that, but think about sitting down and having to type that in, so the shorter, the better, the more memorable, the better as well. And if you can get a .com, most people are used to that. So get a .com, but if not, .co, .net, whatever.
Yeah.
People are fine with that as well.
Well, cool. All right. So for we need to wrap it up. All right. So for the people out there who are interested in getting in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yep. You can give me a call if you would like. Uh-huh. So 706-338-6155 is my phone number. Again, that's 706-338-6155. I am local, though. The area code is Athens, Georgia. I went to the University of Georgia.
And so you just kept that phone?
Kept my phone number ever since then because it's a cell phone and, you know, people punch it in their phone one time. Or you can email me, and that is Casey at clcreative.co.
C-A-S-E-Y?
C-A-S-E-Y. Or you can go to my website, and then all the contact information is there, clcreative.co.
clcreative.co. Okay. Well, Casey, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Y'all give Casey a shout, and like always, if you are driving down the road and you don't have this information and you can't remember, go to our website. We'll have it posted on our website. And go meet you some Casey. He's a good dude. Bye, Casey. Thank you.
Thank you.